Good evening, everybody. Broadcasting live from SNE Newsroom, Phnom Penh, Cambodia. Good evening, everyone. This is Milia, and welcome back to the new episode of Sociology and Education. Today, I will be your host. And continue from last week, as we had an amazing interview with school principal Mrs. Panian. And today, I promise you that the topic we're going to discuss is completely different. Hey! Right. So, what is the topic of our topic today? Today, our topic we'll discuss on moral of education. Before I start, let's take a few seconds and think what is moral education. To me, personally, I think that moral education is the guidance and teaching of good behavior and value. It is taught to young children, especially in school, in order to provide them the sense, what do we call this? Politeness and lawfulness. So today we will discuss on the two main questions here. The first question is that, what is the role of discipline in school according to Emil Duncan? And then the second question is about how do school instill discipline? Alright, so without any further ado, let's talk about the moral of education according to Emil Duncan. The theory regarding to the moral education by Emil Duncan point out the three main views, which is inequality in education's outcome, difference background, and preparation for specialized positions. All of this system tend to be advantageous for the kind of elite groups, or we can say the dominant groups. Moreover, education is to help children to understand the important collective life as well as the importance of the role and discipline in classroom. By respecting school rules, children know his or her obligation and learn to respect the rules in general. Additionally, rule can help children to develop self-control and self-restraint that discipline child to be a good citizen. To sum up, school reflects like a mirror to adult society and prepare young children for their paths and role in the society. And for the next questions, we will discuss on how do school instill discipline. How though? Well, as we know that keeping students engaged in classroom is a fundamental importance to academic success, and the use of positive discipline is a comprehensive approach that uses discipline to teach rather than punish. So there are several effective ways to instill the discipline. First, school needs to involve parental involvement. Parents make a difference in student achievement and behavior. School policy should require teacher to contact to the children's parents. This is not only can provide the solution to the difficulty in classroom problem, but as well as the positive to have the measurable effect on student behavior as well. Second, practice effective follow-through. If a teacher ignore misbehavior in the classroom, it will increase the misbehavior student. And if the administrator not support the teacher, that could lose the control of the situation at classroom as well. Another point is about school system should set rules, and if student break those rules, then they are subject to discipline. The aims to discipline is to set the limits and restrict certain type of behavior or attitude that are harmful and against school policy, which violate school norms and school traditions. To sum up of what we have been discussing on moral education, it is to provide a deep inside view on children's knowledge of collective life, help them to prepare for a direct contact with the society. And well, this is the end of our live show, and thanks so much for your tuning in. Stay tuned with another interesting topic related to sociology and education. Thank you for your listening. See you next time. Bye.